Blog Talk Radio.
Aaron McCready.
News Radio. I'm Lisa Lucero. A wildfire raging north of San Francisco, spreading overnight to cover even more drought-stricken ground.
There's 6,301 homes, approximately, that are threatened by fire at this time.
Cal Fire spokesman Jason Shanley, Governor Jerry Brown declaring a state of emergency. Wildfires also burning in Washington and Oregon. Many of the California blazes sparked by lightning, and more than 8,000 firefighters working to get a handle on them. One person dead, several others hurt after tent collapses at a festival in suburban Chicago during severe weather. It happened at the Wooddale Prairie Fest. Deputy Police Chief Mike Rivas telling the Chicago Tribune three people were seriously hurt, about 20 others taken to area hospitals. A person of interest in custody in the shooting death of a Memphis police officer last night.
Police say Officer Sean Bolton was shot multiple times during a traffic stop at approximately 9:18 p.m. A civilian nearby picked up the police radio to let authorities know that an officer was down. Officer Bolton was rushed to Regional Medical Center in critical condition, where he later died.
Fox's Brian Yenes. Bolton is the third Memphis police officer to be fatally shot in a little over 4 years. A campaign aide of Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump fired. Sam Nunberg let go after racially charged Facebook posts surfaced on his account. Sunday's race at Pocono Raceway came down to timing and gas.
In the final laps of today's race at Pocono Raceway, it looked like it was going to be Joey Logano, Kyle Busch, and Martin Truex Jr. fighting it out for the top three spots. But then Joey Logano ran out of fuel. Then Kyle Busch ran out of fuel. Then Martin Truex ran out of fuel. So your race winner was the man who was in fourth place, Matt Kenseth. Brad Keselowski came in second. Jeff Gordon came in third. Dale Earnhardt Jr. fourth, and Greg Biffle fifth.
Fox Radio's Marche Tashina. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
So you're giving up, just like that.
Giving up on what?
On getting an inheritance from a distant relative.
Don't you think if there were a billionaire in the family, we'd know about it by now?
Listen to me. We are one phone call away from riding horses on our own private polo grounds. One call from christening yachts, having a butler, using summer as a verb.
How do you figure?
Look, everyone's got a rich uncle somewhere. It's statistics. So the best thing you can do is just prepare for the inevitable.
Right, which is why I thought maybe it would be smart to take control of my finances. You know, start using a budget, get out of debt, set some retirement goals.
Budgets? Debt? You watch your mouth. Retirement shouldn't be a goal for us. It should be a way of life.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at FeedThePig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Turns out a new piece of debris found on Reunion Island does not belong to the missing Malaysia jet.
We first heard early in the morning that a plane door had been located on the coast here, 10 miles from where that wing part had been found. Then it became part of a plane door, then a metal box. It was taken away by local police for inspection. Now, Malaysian officials are saying it's a part of that domestic ladder. But there is new hard information about the wing flap found Wednesday, now set to be analyzed in France. Malaysian officials today citing international inspectors saying that it is, in fact, from a Boeing 777. We're still waiting to see if it is from that doomed flight MH370.
Fox's Greg Palcott on Reunion Island. Wildlife officials in Zimbabwe saying a Pennsylvania doctor is the second American accused of illegally killing a lion. Officials say Jan Seske is suspected of killing the lion with a bow and arrow in April. Doctors at a Florida hospital installing a bionic eye.
Carmen Torres had been blind for 16 years. Had been until doctors from Bascom Palmer Eye Institute, part of the University of Miami's hospital system, implanted a device that restored her sight. Torres has long suffered from retinitis pigmentosa, a genetic disorder that causes eye cells known as rods and cones to die off and makes the eye's retina unable to process light. But the implant is a tiny array of electrodes that gets placed onto the retina, which can then send those light impulses to the brain. Torres says she's able to see buildings, sidewalks, watch the stars, and catch a ball rolled to her by her grandson. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News Radio.
At the box office this weekend, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation with $56 million, the second highest opening for Mission film since Mission Impossible 2. The Warner Brothers reboot of Vacation only earning $14.8 million over the weekend. Lisa LaSera, Fox News Radio.
Aaron McCready.
Read about him in the Huffington Post. You have seen him quoted in Esquire magazine. The Washington Post writes about him, and you saw him on MSNBC. This is Aaron McCready. Give Aaron a call at 646-200-3400. That's 646-200-3400. Also follow him on Twitter at Aaron McCready or visit him on the web at AaronMcCready.com.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I am Aaron McCready. It is great to have you with us. We've got a big show for you today. We're going to be talking about the one, the only, the Donald, none other than Donald Trump. We're going to talk about him. And then also, you know, he's brought up a great issue that a lot of people think is taboo, especially in politics, especially in Washington. You know, bringing up immigration is a very, very touchy subject. You know, you're either, you know, It's almost like a black and white issue. You know, you either are for it if you're a diehard liberal and, you know, the undocumented workers. You know, it's illegal. You know, you're breaking the laws of the United States of America. You're breaking the laws of this country, breaking the laws of the states. Sorry, it's illegal. It's not undocumented. It's illegal. You know, we could go different ways on this. We may talk about, you know, the voter ID also tied into this. You know, make sure that you're eligible to vote in the United States. But our main focus today is going to be Donald Trump and immigration. And then, of course, if there's any breaking news, we'll definitely talk about that. 646-200-3400 is the call-in number. That's 646-200-3400. Again, 646-200-3400. Also, I'm very proud of this. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/AaronMcCready, at the bottom of the page, you will see a new sponsor of the show. Very proud. Lincoln Motor Company, the Lincoln MKZ. Make sure you go test drive one at your local Lincoln dealership. Of course, Lincoln's and Ford built in the United States, made here in the good old U.S. of A. So make sure you take a look at the new Lincoln MKZ. Now, you know, we're going to talk about Donald Trump for a little bit, and to many people's chagrin, he has really taken off in the polls. You know, he's one of those guys, you either love him or you hate him. There's really no, you know, not much in between. And, you know, people are wondering why on earth has he taken off like he has. And, you know, I was trying to upload the clip earlier, and I couldn't get it uploaded, but Arizona Governor Jan Brewer was being interviewed, and she's Republican, and she was being interviewed about Donald Trump, and she said he's exactly right. People think he's exactly right about immigration. Now, you know, Arizona's a border state, along with Texas, California, so forth, so on. And, you know, he is right. You know, the people that seem like that they're against Donald Trump, that don't like this man, that are against what he says, are the people that have strong connections to the illegals. The Democrats most certainly are against Donald Trump because the Democrats bank on the illegal Hispanic population and even the illegal Hispanic population to vote Democrat because Democrats love to give out little goodies, little bribes, I like to say, to get you to vote for them. You know, what is the politician's number one job? And that's to get reelected. So the more goodies you hand out, the more bribes you hand out, I call it, the more Obama phones you hand out, the more free insurance you hand out, the more government subsidies you hand out, the more government programs you hand out, you know, you're not going to want to bite the hand that feeds you. And right now the Democrats, they're feeding this country. They're feeding us so well. We're getting nice, big and fat. We can't get up off the couch. That's exactly what's happening. 646-200-3400. 646-200-3400. Now, I want to play you a clip here. This is one reason that Trump, the media is against Trump. Trump has given it right back to the media. The media, for so long, has been used to someone that panders to the media to stay on the good side. You know, and to a point, that's a, you know, there's a case to be made for that. Because if you don't have the media on your side, you're not going to get the coverage. But Trump is a genius at this, and he has done something that people are afraid to do. He's saying what's on his mind. He has plenty of money. He's very wealthy. He doesn't need, you know, to be bought off. He can speak his mind, and there's been a study group also, and on the next show I'll play the clips for you, that even though he is a wealthy billionaire, and good for him for the success that he's had. That's the American dream right there. But there's a study group that said, you know, even though he is so wealthy, he is down to earth. He connects with me. He's saying what needs to be said. That's why he's up in the polls. Even though the media are trying to bring him down, because he gives it straight to the media. This is Trump. He visited Laredo, Texas, on the border. This is Trump being asked a question by a Telemundo reporter. Now, nothing against my friends at Telemundo. I know some people over at Telemundo. They're great people. But this reporter was out of line trying to snag Trump. But here, listen, this is how Trump is, and good for him. Take a listen.
By the way, such a great relationship with the Hispanics. And very interestingly, in Nevada, for those that haven't heard, they just did a poll. And I'm leading, not only am I leading by a lot in the poll, but almost more important to me, because I employ hundreds, and actually I employ thousands of Hispanics, and over the years, tens of thousands. But I'm leading in the poll by a landslide with the Hispanics, which is a great honor for me. So thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, 53,000 Hispanics turn 18 years of age in
yeah.
the country every month. Born in the United States, of
right.
voting age, 54 million plus Hispanics.
Right,
many,
I agree.
Feel that what you said, when you said that the people across the border are rapists and murderers.
No. We're talking about illegal immigration, and everybody understands it. And you know what? That's a typical case. Wait. That's a typical case of the press with misinterpretation. They take a half a sentence. They take a half a sentence. By the way, they take a half a sentence, then they take a quarter of a sentence, they put it all together. The typical thing. And you're with Telemundo, and Telemundo should be ashamed. And I'll tell you something, what's really going to be fun? I'm right now suing Univision for $500 million, and I want to tell you, we're going to win a lot of money because of what they do. So I want to just, again, I want to thank you. No, you're finished. You've obviously been proven. I just want to thank, again, because this is about you.
Did you hear that? The Telemundo reporter said the immigrants across the border in Mexico, totally mischaracterizing Donald Trump's statement, said rapists, murderers. He's not talking about the Mexican citizens, Donald Trump. Donald Trump's not talking about the people that wait and do what it takes to come into this country legally, like so many people across the world do every single year. He's talking about the people that are sneaking across the border in the dark of night, trying to get through our customs, trying to get through the protection at the border. Coming across, not just Mexicans even, you know, Cuban Americans or Cuban citizens trying to get to America, people even coming in from the Canadian border. Not a lot of people talk about that. But, you know, if you're such an honest human being, if you're such an upstanding human being, I don't think that you'd be slithering across the border like a snake not trying to get caught. you would have all the paperwork and try to put it in place to try to better your family's lives. Not risk your family's lives, bringing them through the desert, the border, making them suffer. Some are even, some die of dehydration, die to the elements, die of snake bites. Why would you put your family through that? For the American dream? No, because you're lazy. Because you have no sense. Because you're an illegal criminal. That's why you put your family through that. That's why you're sneaking across here. Trump has a point. He has a valid point. And Mexico don't care. They're glad people are leaving their country trying to get to America. Now, I know there's some people that come across that are hardworking that do want to make a difference. But then you also have to question their motives too, because why would you do that to your family? Now people are saying, Oh, Aaron. People just want to, send money back home. Well, they're more than welcome to do that. Come here legally. We have rules and regulations in this country for a reason. You can't subvert the rule of law. Later on in the show, I'm going to talk about some statistics, probably in the second half of the show. And I've got numbers. I'm here broadcasting out of Harris County, Texas. I've got actually specific numbers for Harris County, Texas. And for all my loyal Georgia listeners, I have got also DeKalb County. I used to live in DeKalb County. And I've got DeKalb County figures also on, they call it unauthorized population in the report I brought from the Migration Policy Institute. Migrationpolicy.org is where it came from. You can look it up. And that's one thing I love to tell people too. Don't just take my word for it. Make sure you do the research yourself, because I could be totally off base. I could just be feeding you a bunch of bull just for kicks and giggles. I've done that before. I'm not doing it now, but I've done that before. So, make sure you do your research. Just like with the presidential candidates, make sure you do your research. Also, going back to the media and treating Donald Trump and why he's surging in the polls, people are tired of some politicians that just pander and don't say what's on their mind. Trump is saying what's on his mind. Take a listen to this. This actually comes from the O'Reilly Show, on the O'Reilly Factor on the Fox News Channel. And you'll hear him totally slam an NBC reporter for giving him a hard time. And then she's trying to make up numbers, sounds like. She pauses, and Trump calls her out on it. Take a listen.
And igniting the current criminal alien controversy is Republican presidential contender Donald Trump. Yesterday, he talked with a reporter from NBC News.
Immigration is down. Why is this such a big topic for you right now?
Well, immigration is a very big topic. Take a look at all the crime that's being committed. Go take a look at it.
The
look,
research
I'm
says the crime is does not match what you're saying. The research, the Pew Research, which is independent,
Betty,
says.
Don't be naive. You're a very naive person.
The Pew Research says that there are for immigrants on the whole
Come on, try getting it out. Try getting it out.
I'll get it out.
I mean, I don't know if you're going to put this on television, but you don't even know what you're talking about.
You see. These reporters don't know what to do. They're so used to having their way and getting people and thinking people are going to say, agree because, you're using the Pew Research. You're using this and that. Oh, look, I got these important papers right here. Most of the time, they're freaking blank that the reporters are holding. Take a look. If you ever get to go to a live broadcast, go take a look. It's all for show. Except for maybe a few notes. The majority of the paper's blank. If you question a reporter on a question that they ask you, they just have no idea what to do. And Trump's giving it right back to them. And it's great. It's fantastic. And, again, that's why he's surging in the polls. One thing, too, the other Republican candidates, I think there's, 16 or 17 of them now, 16 or 17 candidates for the Republican primary. Fox News here coming up this week is getting ready to hold a primary debate, and they're only taking 10 of them. There's not any possible way you can have a good debate with 16, 17 people up on stage. So what they're doing, and I believe it's August 6th or 7th, August 6th or 7th, make sure to take a look, Fox News Channel, at the Republican presidential primary debate. But they're taking the top 10 people in polls, and those folks are going to be up there on stage. And then I think the hour before the debate, they're going to have the other guys and gals up there and on the same stage and asking questions too. But the big debate is only the top 10. And most certainly Trump will be on there. So it's going to be interesting to see how Trump does. Trump has no debate experience. He said that himself. But, you know, hopefully he still has people preparing him because it is a whole different animal up there. Ted Cruz from Texas is going to be up there as well, Senator Ted Cruz. And he actually is a college debate champion. So, you know, he's going to have some one-liners. And the thing in the debates is key is, you know, you could be a great debater. You could be a very shrewd politician. But unless you get those sound bites that are about, you know, 5 to 10 seconds long, the media is not going to pick up on it. You know, the majority of the population will not be watching this debate. And what they're going to hear, what the water cooler talk is going to be in the morning when they go to work is, you know, ooh, who said this? Who said that? And the people that have these little 5-10 second zingers, they're going to be the ones that are talked about. And even Ted Cruz, most of the candidates for president have hopped all over Trump for his stance on immigration. But here's what Ted Cruz had to say. So it's going to be interesting to see how Ted Cruz and Trump interact with each other on debates. Here's Ted Cruz.
Now, when it comes to Donald Trump, I like Donald Trump. He's bold. He's brash. And I get that it seems the favorite sport of the Washington media is to encourage some Republicans to attack other Republicans. I ain't going to do it. I'm not interested in Republican-on-Republican violence.
Rhetoric matters. Doesn't rhetoric matter?
I salute Donald Trump for focusing on the need to address illegal immigration. The Washington cartel doesn't want to address that. The Washington cartel doesn't believe we need to secure the borders. The Washington cartel supports amnesty, and I think amnesty is wrong, and I salute Donald Trump for focusing on it. He has a colorful way of speaking. It's not the way I speak, but I'm not going to engage in the media's game of throwing rocks and attacking other Republicans. I'm just not going to do it.
Hey, NBC News fans, thanks for checking out our YouTube.
That was from NBC News, and, you know, one thing with Cruz, and he's doing exactly what Ronald Reagan said, that the 11th commandment was, thou shalt not speak ill of another Republican. And, you know, that's the, yeah, when you look at the elections, whether you're Republican or Democrat, whether you're running as a Republican or you're running as a Democrat, that is the most hypocritical thing that you can do. And what I mean is, I'm talking about being hypocritical. You know, you're bashing each other in the primaries, and you're just attacking each other left and right in the primaries. But then what do? You kiss and make up afterwards when whoever wins the primary and is in the general election, and you're trying to be on their good side, and then because, you know, they're a fellow Republican, they're a fellow Democrat, and you want them to win. You know, I'm for the party. That's how it goes. And then some of the candidates are just wasting their time. They're not in the election or running for office to be president, even though they're running for president. You know what they want? They want that cushy job. They want that cabinet position. They want that ambassadorship. Ted Cruz, incidentally, I think would make an excellent vice president for Donald Trump. And I'm telling you, I am for Donald Trump. I endorse Donald Trump for president of the United States. We need a man like him as president right now to undo all this god-awful stuff that Barack Obama's done to this country. If you disagree with me, give me a call, 646-200-3400. 646-200-3400. If you'd rather not call because you have to be almost a genius to win a debate with me. But if you don't want to call, and rather send me an email on how horrible I am or how great I am, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at AaronMcCready.com. That's Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at AaronMcCready.com. A-A-R-O-N-M-C-C-R-E-A-D-Y. Look me up on the internet. It'll pull up. Love to have your emails. But, you know, that's what it takes. Somebody that's going to stand up to the media, stand up to the world. Somebody that's not tied financially to other causes, not tied to donors, not tied to these companies. You know, right now what it's going to take is somebody that has their own money that can just about finance their own campaign to keep all this nonsense out of the White House so someone can concentrate on the problems of this country. Immigration, national security, ISIS is a big problem. Poverty is a big problem. We're going to talk about poverty also when I talk about the illegal population coming up in the next half hour. We need someone like that. We need a Donald Trump. Ted Cruz would be great too, but right now, Ted Cruz isn't brash enough. I think Ted Cruz right now would be pushed around. And I'll tell you, someone that I actually lost respect for, and the listeners in Texas are probably going to just hang me for this, but our good old former governor here that's running for president, he took every chance to slam Trump because his feelings got hurt. He's not ready for the presidency. I don't think he'll ever be ready for the presidency. He'll be a good guy behind the scenes. He'll be a good cabinet guy, but yeah, he's not ready for prime time. It's a shame, too. So many up there are not ready for prime time, but they're just running. And I'm not saying he's running for it, but a lot of run are running just so they can get that big cushy job when whoever wins the presidency for the Republicans wins the presidency for the Republicans. And I really don't think that we can handle another Democrat in office right now for president. We have Bernie Sanders running against Hillary Clinton in the primaries. Bernie Sanders is a self-proclaimed socialist. Do we really want a socialist? Another socialist in the White House? Can we really afford it? Look at the people that are being laid off. Look at the people that have lost their jobs in the years gone by. Look at people that are struggling for health care. You know, jobs now, you can't work. Part-time people can't really work more than 25 hours because then you go into having to give them insurance. That's what this president's done to this country. He's breaking the back of the average everyday American, so you rely more and more on government that you don't have a choice to rely more and more on government. Is that really freedom? Is that why people come to this country for more than 200 years? Is that why you come to the United States so you can rely on government? No. You come for freedom from the government so you can make a life for your family, so you can care for your family on your own. Not so you can rely on government. Why would people want to do that? We broke away from the tyranny of Great Britain. We fought a war in 1776. Signed the Constitution. And for why? So people would not have to rely on government. That's why. We're the greatest country in the United States of America. And the United States of America is the greatest country on the planet. People come from all over to enjoy the benefits that this country offers. And that's why we cannot afford another socialist in the White House. Because they want you to rely on government. They want your vote because you can't afford to live without them. You know, it's like, you know, an abused wife staying with a husband. That's just what they're used to. That's who pays the bills. instead of being able to try to break free, they have to stay because they're tied to that person financially. Same type thing with the government. You're tied to them financially. You can't break away free. It's sad. We're going to talk about illegal immigration right after the news. We'll be right back.
Aaron McCready.
News Radio. I'm Lisa Lucera. Memphis police naming a suspect in last night's shooting of police officer Sean Bolton. The 33-year-old shot multiple times in the southeast part of the city. Police Director Tony Armstrong saying a warrant's been issued for Tremaine Wilburn.
He's a coward. You gunned down, you murdered a police officer. You've literally destroyed a family. Look at the impact that that's had on this department, this community, this city, for less than 2 grams of marijuana.
A person of interest had been taken into custody earlier today, but police say they don't believe that person was the shooter. One person dead, several others hurt after a tent collapsed at the Wooddale Prairie Fest in suburban Chicago during severe weather.
We are currently working to make notifications to the family of the victim. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. The DuPage County Coroner and DuPage County Sheriff's Office is assisting Wooddale with the investigation.
Wooddale Police Spokesman Craig Celia, a round of heavy thunderstorms passed through the area this afternoon, forcing the Lollapalooza Rock Festival to temporarily shut down. A fast-moving wildfire north of San Francisco continues to spread. About 46,000 acres destroyed in Lake County, a massive amount of manpower being used to fight the blaze.
180 fire engines. We have 37 water tenders. We have 19 helicopters. We have 4 air tankers. We have 37 hand crews.
CAL FIRE spokesman Jason Shanley, Governor Jerry Brown declaring a state of emergency and activating the National Guard to aid in disaster relief. About 24 homes destroyed, another 6,000 in danger. A pair of small explosions just 20 minutes and a few miles apart, shocking congregants at 2 churches this morning in southern New Mexico. No injuries or deaths reported. Authorities working to determine who planted the explosives and whether the blasts were related. The churches are less than 4 miles apart. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electro-synth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right. I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Secretary of State John Kerry has begun a Mideast trip aimed at convincing America's allies there on the wisdom of the nuclear deal with Iran.
It was a strong and pointed pitch for the agreement from John Kerry in meetings with the leaders of Egypt.
It will make Egypt and all the countries of this region safer than they otherwise would be. Or were.
Kerry's making other stops in the Mideast this week to deliver the same message regarding the Iran deal. But his visit to Cairo is significant because it's the first formal U.S.-Egyptian talks on security in 6 years. The talks had been on hold since Egypt fell into political turmoil. In Washington, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
The International Olympic Committee saying it'll begin testing for disease-causing viruses in the sewage-polluted waters where athletes will compete in next year's Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. This coming after an investigation by the Associated Press into the contamination of that water. The FAA investigating 2 incidents of drones flying close to aircraft at New York's JFK Airport.
2 cases of drones flying close to the landing and approach patterns at New York's busy JFK Airport. In one case, Delta Flight 407 was about 1,400 feet off the ground when the pilot spotted the unmanned aircraft.
Yeah, about a mile back, there was a drone flying just on the southwest side of this abandoned airport here.
What altitude would you say that was?
I would say probably about 100 feet below us. Just upper right wing.
In New York City, drone operators need approval to fly them within 5 miles of an airport or in any airspace, with the exception of designated flying fields in some city parks. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News Radio.
British singer and TV host Cilla Black has died. She worked in the coat room of the Cavern Club in Liverpool, where her musical talent was spotted by the Beatles. Spanish police saying the singer died yesterday. She was 72. Lisa Lucero, Fox News Radio.
Aaron McCready.
Read about him in the Huffington Post. You have seen him quoted in Esquire magazine. The Washington Post writes about him, and you saw him on MSNBC. This is Aaron McCready. Give Aaron a call at 646-200-3400. That's 646-200-3400. Also follow him on Twitter at Aaron McCready or visit him on the web at AaronMcCready.com.
Hey, welcome back to the program. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about Donald Trump and illegal immigration, and also how the media has been treating Donald Trump. Donald Trump's been giving it right back to them, and the media has no clue how to take it. This show on blogtalkradio.com is brought to you by Lincoln Motor Company's Lincoln MKZ. Make sure you take a test drive for the Lincoln MKZ at your local Lincoln dealer, Lincoln and Ford, made in the United States. So make sure you take a test drive of that today. Now, going back to illegal immigration, we have got to improve the illegal immigration in this country. Now, some people say, oh, Aaron, it's undocumented workers. No, it's illegals. If you're slithering across the border like a snake, trying to evade the laws of a country, it's illegal. Maybe I should say illegal undocumented workers. You could be a legal undocumented worker, I guess, if you don't go show two forms of ID for your I-9 or your passport within 3 days, I guess. I guess at that point you're undocumented. After 3 days, you've got to show that you're eligible to work in the United States, or see ya, can't work anymore until you get that ID. You can be legal undocumented worker. Let me clarify the illegal undocumented workers. Now, here in Harris County, Texas, that's where the show is being broadcast out of live to you today in Houston, Harris County, I've got a profile of the illegal population here, okay? And also, I'm going to tell you, the easiest way to do this, I guess, would be to tell you Harris County, Texas, and DeKalb County, Georgia, for our loyal listeners back in Georgia. Now, Mexico by far leads the percentage here. Now, in Harris County, Texas, in the population is 373,000. There's 373,000 illegal people in Harris County, Texas, compared to 51,000 over my friends in DeKalb County, Georgia. Now, out of that 373,000 people in Harris County, Texas, 241,000, or 65%, are from Mexico, 31,000, or 8%, are from El Salvador, 29,000 from Honduras, 23,000 from Guatemala, and 6,000 from Vietnam. That's 8% El Salvador, 8% Honduras, 6% Guatemala, and 2% from Vietnam. Over in Georgia, it's a little different. 46% Mexico, 13% Guatemala, and 5%, and I would have never saw this coming, from Ethiopia. 3,000 over in DeKalb County, Georgia, from Ethiopia. You know, I lived there for quite a number of years, and I never met one person from Ethiopia. I really didn't. That's not me being snide. I mean, it's the truth. I just never did. I would have liked to. I just never did. So that surprises me. Now, years of residence in the United States. We're just going to use Harris County, Texas here now. I think it's going to be simpler that way. 78,000. Now, keep in mind, this is of the total. This isn't just Mexican. This is the entire 373,000 illegal population. Less than 5 years, 21% has lived in the United States. Less than 5 years, 29% 5 to 9 years, 25% 10 to 14 years, and it goes down from there. Now, here's something that's alarming, and it's going to take me a second to get this point, so just bear with me. 8%, I'll just say the percentages. 8% under 16. 16% is 16 to 24. The largest population of the illegals in the age group is 25 to 34 years old, and that's 32%. That's 120,000. And then 35 to 44, 25%. 45 to 54, 12%. Now, 56% of those reside with no children. 37% reside at least one U.S. citizen child under the age of 18. Now, what does that tell you? It tells me you're coming over here to the United States, whether you're from Mexico, El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, or Vietnam, having a baby, an anchor baby, so you can stay in the United States. That policy's got to change in the United States, these anchor babies. Now, there's been some people, and I've heard quite a bit, but Aaron, they are contributing. They're paying taxes. They are contributing to society. Let them stay. Oh, just please let them stay. Let these criminals, these illegal criminals, stay. 646-200-3400, 646-200-3400. But here's the thing here. The people that you want to stay, 92% of those are enrolled in school. Now, this is of children and youth, 92%. Soaking up taxpayer money right there. 92%. I'm sorry, yeah, 92%, I'm right. And that's 3 to 17 years of age. So, and then 90%, 3 to 12 years old, are enrolled. But let's talk about health care. Now, their health care, 70% of those, 74% of those, don't have health care. So what happens when they go to the emergency room? What happens if they go to the doctor? They're going to have to go to the emergency room. So then what happens then? They clog up the system for you and me for true emergencies. They have strep throat, they go to the emergency room. They get a little bump on their elbow, they go to the emergency room. People that have real emergencies are having trouble being seen. And then what happens? They can't pay their bills. And who pays the bills? The taxpayers end up paying the bills because then they end up going on government assistance, which if you're legal and you're here legally, that's different. I'm talking about if you're here illegally. You know, what does a parasite do? If you look up the definition of a parasite, it latches onto the host, feeds off the host, until it drains all the energy and supply out of the host, and the host dies and it moves on to another host. Sound familiar? Sounds like what the illegals are doing, huh? This is what Reuters, the news organization, had this report. And this is when Trump first announced he was president, and they said that he had no chance, which makes Reuters, their credibility is shot now. But take a listen. This is what Trump said about the illegals. Illegals, not the illegals, the illegals from Mexico.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best.
That's what Donald Trump told an audience when he launched his campaign for the Republican nomination for U.S. president. And he didn't stop there.
They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists.
Those comments brought swift reaction from Mexico's foreign minister, José Antonio Meade.
He's a politician who doesn't know reality, who doesn't know the contest he's participating in.
And he didn't stop either.
We hope that the electoral process in the United States brings forth a candidate who is aware of the statistics on the value of migrants and not a candidate who reflects ignorance and prejudice.
Other Mexican officials had even stronger words for Trump, calling his comments prejudiced and absurd, and saying he was clearly unaware of the contributions Mexican immigrants have made to the U.S. The outspoken Trump is widely seen as having little chance of winning the nomination as he joins an unusually large group of Republicans vying for the presidency.
See, first of all, they say he didn't have a chance, but now he's leading. Why does the Mexican officials came out so harshly against Trump? Exactly what Trump said. They're not sending their best over here. They want to keep these, you know, the people that are running away from the Mexican authorities, they want them to keep going across the border. Trump doesn't know what he's talking about. The Mexican politicians are just playing politics. Now, we need more people like Trump that are so-called loudmouths that speak truth to power and tell you really how it is. I'll tell you what, Donald Trump, if you are listening, I would gladly be your press secretary. Oh my gosh, we would have this country flipped upside down because we're already, you know, we would flip it right side up, I guess. We're already upside down. You know, you can't call someone illegal that's here illegally. You can't show your ID at the ballot box to show that you are a U.S. citizen, that you can vote legally. You can't call our president out for issues that you disagree with without being called racist or prejudiced because he's black. Black has nothing to do with it. Policies have everything to do with it. Just like Martin Luther King said, don't judge me by the color of my skin, but by the content of my character. Well, the character of our president, Barack Obama, is terrible. It's not the color of his skin. But, oh, I'm prejudiced. Oh, Aaron, you're prejudiced. You're speaking out against the great Barack Obama. Yes, I am. And no, I'm not prejudiced. There's not one prejudiced bone in my body, I can assure you. But I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, whatever. If you're wrong, you're wrong. It's about ideas, stupid. Just like Bill Clinton said, it's the economy, stupid, talking to George Bush Sr. when he was running for president. It's about ideas, stupid. Not the color of your skin. But that's what we've come down to in America. You can't call illegals illegal. You can't show your ID at the ballot box to prove that you can vote in the United States and that you are who you say you are. And you can't question our president of the United States because he's black. Maybe we should turn that around. You know, he's... Well, I'm not going to go there. It's not even worth it. This president's not even worth it. He's almost gone. Thank God. Because we can't handle another 4 years. That's why Trump's surging in the polls. He's saying exactly what it is. You would think, right, that the Mexican government, if you were so valuable to that country, would want to keep you there and create programs and want to keep you there if you were such a great citizen. But yeah, they're speaking out. Just take a listen to this. Take a listen. One more time.
From Reuters. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best.
That's what Donald Trump told an audience when he launched his campaign for the Republican nomination for U.S. president. And he didn't stop there.
They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
Those comments brought swift reaction from Mexico's foreign minister, José Antonio Meade.
He's a politician who doesn't know reality, who doesn't know the contest he's participating in.
And he didn't stop either.
We hope that the electoral process in the United States brings forth a candidate who is aware of the statistics on the value of migrants and not a candidate who reflects ignorance and prejudice.
Other Mexican officials had even...
Now we know the value of migrants, legal migrants, that want to come here to make a better life for themselves. And I know some that are coming across the border, just, you know, don't have the capability or, you know, in Mexico or Canada or Cuba or wherever else you might be to come here, and you're taking your chances. And those I'm not really talking to. You're still illegal. You still need to be deported. But most of the illegal immigrants are running from something. And especially if you have to drag your family across the desert and risk their lives. Something just isn't right with that. Trump wants to build a wall. Good for Trump. You know, use the ways that the United States has given you to come to this country. People have done it for years and years and years like that. You know, for illegal immigration to be corrected and improve our U.S. immigration system, there's 10 things that we need to do, and there's not any way we have time to talk about it in the next 8 minutes that we have left in the show. But, and this comes from the Heritage Foundation, I totally agree with all this. But they say remove all forms of executive policy directives that ignore or contradict existing laws. You know, contradict existing laws. That's if you're, you know, if you're like a child and you have a mom and dad that are telling you two different things, who are you going to listen to? You have no clue who to listen to. So, you know, eventually you're just going to do your own thing. You're not going to listen to either one because neither one makes sense. You're not on the same page. The federal government isn't on the same page with the state. The federal government's not on the same page with themselves, so, you know, people are just doing their own thing. Immigration agencies, you know, need to have the ability to be able to enforce and apply the law without workplace interference, political pressure, or other gimmicks. You know, customs also on the border need and at the airports need to be given improved technology. And we need to look at that infrastructure, too, to better equip the customs. The justice system is also a way to be able to improve the reporting of illegal immigrants so they can be handled swiftly by law enforcement agencies. And also, we need to increase enforcement against businesses that use illegal workers. It's a clear violation of the laws of the United States of America and the laws of just about every state. Increase enforcement against businesses that use illegal labor. Also, improve the U.S. citizenship and immigration services' ability to handle visa applications and prevent fraud. You know, get these applications through. If you want to come to the United States and you're applying for a visa, you're applying for a work permit, by all means, come to the United States, but do it the right way. We need to get these things, you know, through the system, spit out really quick. Instead of taking weeks, a month, and sometimes years. Also, give the states some responsibility in enforcing the immigration law. There is, and I'm going to see if I can find it here for you. I want to say 17 states that are totally ignoring the federal mandate to benefit illegal immigrants. It's actually 19 states. It's California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, Maryland, Minnesota, Nebraska, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oklahoma, Oregon, Rhode Island, Texas, Utah, Virginia, and Washington. They're circumventing the federal government's abilities to try to keep illegals in the United States. And good for them. And then we also need to verify the status of workers through the census survey that takes place every 10 years. So we know who's here, who's not here. That's what it's going to take. And I know on this episode of this show, I went on a rampage and you know, talking about illegals and, you know, I'm probably beating a dead horse. I don't know. But I just don't get it. If you're an illegal immigrant, if you're not here legally, what are you? Well, it's the opposite of legal. Illegal. So don't give me this bull that they're contributing so much to this country. Trust me, they're taking a lot more away than they're giving. The illegal immigrants, not the legals. And America has become sick and tired of it. And that's why you see Donald Trump approval ratings the way they are. The citizenship of the United States of America has become sick and tired of people taking advantage of the good nature of the citizens of the United States and taking advantage of it. And it's going to stop. If Donald Trump is elected president, it will stop. He's a very good negotiator. He's very good in the boardrooms, and he'll be very good negotiating the best policies and the best position for the United States of America when it comes to other countries. The United States government is the biggest business in the world. If you don't think it's run like a business, you need to really think about it. I've said it on previous shows. You know, you need to look at the President of the United States like the CEO of a big organization. We're all on the board of this organization, and we get a chance to put our CEO in office, the one that we want. So we get a vote on who's going to run our business, meaning the United States of America. Our current CEO is leaving, and now is the job interview process for the new CEO. And we need to make sure we watch these debates coming up on Fox News this week. We need to make sure we watch the future debates. When the general election comes around, we need to make sure that we're watching the general election debates. That's the interview process on our new CEO, our new president. And if you're here legally and you're 18 or older, you get a say. You get to choose. And what are you going to choose? Are you going to choose someone that continues to give away free products and free merchandise so you continue to vote for that person that has no backbone because their primary job is to get reelected and they'll do whatever it takes to get your vote, even if it's giving you a telephone or free insurance or whatever? And trust me, it's not free. Someone's paying for it. Because believe me, on my paycheck, when I see federal taxes taken out, I see cell phones. I see health insurance for people. I don't see road projects. I don't see the betterment of this country, the infrastructure. I see people taking advantage of the system, and that has got to stop. Somebody needs to stand up and stop it so this country can continue. It's just like if somebody continued to leech off of you and drain you and not give anything back to you. You wouldn't keep them around for long, or you shouldn't. So why would we keep them in this country? Our hard-earned dollars going down the drain. You know, it's been great to be with you today. I know I came off a little harsh, but it's something I'm very passionate about, this country. Donald Trump's passionate about it, too. That's why I endorse him for President of the United States. Love him or hate him, you know where he stands. And you don't have to worry about him waffling back and forth like some politicians. Thanks for being with us this evening. We actually will be back in full force next week. We're going to take this week off, the rest of this week off. We'll be back in force next week. Visit me at AaronMcCready.com. My special thanks to Lincoln Motor Company. They're Lincoln MKZ. Make sure you go take a test drive in one today. And thank you for listening to the show. Go to AaronMcCready.com or visit us at blogtalkradio.com/AaronMcCready or follow me on Twitter at AaronMcCready. We'll see you next week. God bless.